Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 4/25/2024. It's a live show. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Today has been an interesting day of days, but just if you look at what's going on, it's like we've been transported back to the mid-70s or something, you know? And it's just crazy, wild business. 60s and 70s, it's the 70s really all over again. And I tell you, I don't know if you got to hear any of the Supreme Court, the questions being asked of the two people, Breen Inder, who is the special counsel person, and the other was, I believe, Sauer for President Trump. And he did very little, spoke for a little bit, and then the other guy, they questioned the heck out of him. But I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I tell you. You better sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. And get you plenty of food and lamp oil for your lamps. You know what I'm saying? Because I will tell you what. This country is not long for the world in terms of the way we knew it. The constitutional aspects of this country are not being adhered to. And, you know, everybody says, oh, well, Trump had a real good day today. They showed up. Here's the thing, man. They either get him into jail, or they just tie him up during the entire campaign season to where he can't campaign, and then hook him at the last minute on a thing. And all these lawyers and constitutional scholars tell you, well, this is the system is being shown up as being in bad shape. But see, they don't care. Because they will do whatever they want to do or can do to keep Trump from beating Biden, even if they have to, quote unquote, allegedly stealing the election again. I talked to people in Illinois recently that know about elections and that kind of stuff, and having grown up in that era of different things in the olden days of how the elections were handled. So consequently, what I'm trying to say is they will steal the election again, no matter how much the polls are saying something different. They will start a nuclear war or pushing up on the Russians to have them start it. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you had better be ready to rock and roll. What I wanted to read again tonight was this one, chapter 25, Matthew 25, parable of the 10 virgins. And then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegrooms tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered and saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather than them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, and when called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that hath received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them another 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that had received 1 went out and digged into the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he had that had received the 5 talents came and brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more talents. The Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm not going to read the rest of it, because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you get the idea, you get the picture. You're going to have to be prepared here. You're going to have to be prepared, and you got to do it at a time frame when, in some cases, not the best possible time frame for the world in terms of business and financial and all the different things. And I'll tell you what, there is power in the blood of Jesus. And you can pray and you can ask him. Because he tells you in John 14, and if you haven't read that, go to John 14 and read that whole bit. Read that whole book, that whole chapter. Not only does Jesus tell you that what you ask in his name, he will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. But he also goes on down and he asks you if you would. This is what you need to do if you want to see himself manifest himself to you. You want to see Jesus? Go to John 14 and read the whole chapter. And read the marvelous gift given it to you. Manna. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, I've got a kind of a nose that's goofy today. But I will tell you this, I did not have a good day in terms of latest information from the docs and the scan and the whole bit. And I'm just going to tell you straight out, because that's the easiest way to do it. My tumors in the chest and the lung area and the bronchioles are growing big again. They had been going down. And then I've got also, they had lesions on the liver going down, and that was the last scan. I also have it in my bone and in the lymph nodes. So I've got a widespread deal here. And I'm telling you, my voice is still preserved. The Lord Jesus has preserved my voice. Our Father in heaven has got me able to talk still. and I can share with you what I can share. And I can strike blows, because I was called to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant of what is to come and what to expect and how to prepare for it. And I thank you for all your prayer. And I'd like to pray for these people right now also as well. Lord Jesus, will you go to our friend Daryl in Pennsylvania? Will you improve his eyesight, Lord? His eyesight has been troubled since he had a stroke. Lord Jesus, will you improve the eyes so he can see much better? Will you go right now also? We go there to the Allegheny gang, Lord, and we go to them, and then will you say unto them, God bless you both. And make sure that our brother there is still in good shape. I pray also, Lord Jesus, that you would go, and you know who these people are, Lord. You go and you go to Bruce. The old stagecoach stop. And may the Lord Jesus bless them out there. God bless you all at the old stagecoach stop. But I'll tell you what, Lord, will you work on Bruce? Will you let him know it's you? And he knows when you're calling on him. Well, Lord Jesus, will you preserve his ability to walk and improve his ability to walk? Because, Lord Jesus, he needs to use the walker to walk as well now. But he has faith in you, Lord Jesus. They have so much faith in you, and you provided for them time after time after time. And they are wonderful people. And then Ronnie. Lord Jesus, we go to Ronnie and his family. His family has also had trouble, and we've prayed for them in the past. Without giving out all the names so we don't identify people exactly all the time. Lord Jesus, will you go to Ronnie? Will you help him, Lord? Will you work with him and provide him with a medical miracle? God bless, I believe it's the friend of Jarhead in Batesville, Indiana. I believe Batesville, something like that. God bless you, brother. Thank you. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm kind of having a bad day in terms of my news. But yet, I'll tell you what, I am most hopeful that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Because there is. And I'm still here, and I made it through. I made it through the holidays. I made it through into April, which I wanted to do. Now I've got my 4th of July setting set up. I like to go through the 4th of July and through the month of October and then on into Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. I would like to have this rest of this year. And in the Lord Jesus' name, I pray, Lord Jesus, remove this cancer from my body. Remove these tumors from my body. Do not allow them to spread into other areas. And Lord Jesus, in your name, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would restore my bodily system, restore my cellular structure, and return me back to more optimum health. In your name, I pray, Lord Jesus. And God bless my friend Beatrice. Thank you for all you do. God bless the Warrensville Drive crowd and all they do. God bless the Nunamakers and all my friends out there. Lord Jesus, there's so many people praying for me, I can't believe it. And then I hear that other radio shows are praying for me. And that people in China have prayed for me. And Lord Jesus, I'm just a humble servant. I'll tell you what. You know how humble I am, because I'll tell you, I may not be real humble, but I sure am humbled in looking at it. Because I'm so glad that Brother C. Quayle made it okay to me to come back to you, Lord Jesus, a number of years ago when I started listening to him. and made it good to come back and made it wonderful to come back. And then after that, put me on the air, and I've been on the air, Lord, on your behalf for almost over 20 years. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those you send to listen. You know, I tell you what, Brother Quayle's got gold or silver if you need to get it. 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And then sign up if you can for the Q-Files 2.0 and for the private briefings. Gold right before I came on was $2,334.43. $2,334.43. Silver, $2,756. And platinum, $927.11. I'll tell you what, that one of these days is going to be so high, but you won't be able to get it. It's going to be so high, but you won't be able to get it. You have the standard of living starting to go down, and you got the GDP growing only 1.6%. Well, if inflation rate, it's not even keeping up with inflation then, is it? Not even keeping up with inflation. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask you to pray for all the people out there that you know that might have the cancer, or that might have the heart problems, the heart disease, or some other disease or some other ailment or contagion. And we're now seeing monkeypox. Have you seen that? Monkeypox has now been detected in multiple cases. An outbreak of monkeypox in Cleveland, Ohio. Cuyahoga County. Okay, Cuyahoga. Well, I wonder where all that came from. Think it came over from the border somewhere? Who knows? Oh, wow, oh, wow, 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 wow. So in terms of what we're seeing in the world, Russia is going to seize $440 million from J.P. Morgan, apparently, J.P. Morgan Bank, because we're trying to seize funds of Putin and Russia from their banks or from banks here. Or that are in the system in the United States or nearby or transacting with it. And Russia says, too, can play at this game. So you're going to go wild weasel in the banking world, apparently. And then the stock market was down pretty good today. I didn't see what it topped off at. But I'm just talking to you straight here, ladies and gentlemen. It seems as though a lot of systems are going awry. And then some of that is coastal, but it's not getting coastal. You got it in Texas. All these people being paid, the Palestinians. But there's a whole lot of them that aren't Palestinian. But somebody is paying the people. The tents are all the same colors. We see the same signs that we saw in 2016 when they were broken out against Trump, if you remember that. Same signs, same printers, the same kind of stuff. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know exactly what to say to you other than to say that been correct all this time by reading you the Third World War, because we're in it. Must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati. And this is out of a letter from Albert Pike, a Confederate general. New statues in D.C., by the way. And it was never torn down or anything, was it? But he spoke approximately 17 languages. And Albert Pike wrote a letter to, as head of Freemasonry, letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of European Freemasonry. And the Third World War, the three world wars were discussed in it. And this letter was written in, what, I think about 1871, something like that. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. Do you see anything out here right now going on like that? The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, what's more, divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall unleash the nihilists, Pike says, and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. Well, the formidable social cataclysm is being provoked right now, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Texas DPS had the right idea. They went out on horseback. I did like that. I'm going to tell you what. You get the horse cops involved, and the horse cops are quite interesting to try and deal with a horse sometime coming at you, all right? And, I mean, in Louisiana, they would tell you, a two-way puck away, get out of the way, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Two-way puck away. But the horses come, you better believe you're going to get out of the way or you're going to get trampled on them. They'll knock you out of the way. But yet at the same time, people are pushing this to and fro. And this is getting to be, and I want to know how many of them are being paid. That, remember the last time we talked about them back during the Trump era, that in terms of the first election and the second election, and when they were being paid about $19 an hour to protest. Then it was against Trump, remember? And they had evidence of Soros groups allegedly paying it. And that they even had, some of them even had major medical plans and stuff like that. And everywhere. The citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Albert Pike says, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction. Pike says, anxious for the ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. And this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So the Third World War starts with the Illuminati, the Alumbrados, the Illumined. Which are the adherence of the doctrine of Lucifer, the light bringer, Lucy the light bringer, right? And then you see all of this stuff in Pike's letter. We shall provoke let's see, what did he say? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. They're unleashing the nihilists and the atheists right now. And the protesters at NYU didn't even know why they're being protested. They just said they needed to be sent over there, more protesters to NYU, and they sent them over. I don't know what to tell you other than that you had better be ready. And the first step of readiness is to tell Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I'm a sinner. And I ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior. And if you're sincere about that, he will. And you'll start to feel it and see it. And it'll be most beneficial for you. QFiles 2.0 article right today. Brother Quayle has it up. If you're not part of the 2.1 QFiles, he says Neuralink, Starlink, and the Beast System Hive Mind. By Steve Quayle and special guest Tracy Yates. All right. You might want to check and subscribe to the QFiles 2.0 and pick up on that information. A lot of troops have come back deceased that are NATO troops. A lot of them seem to be French troops. Coming back from the Ukraine, well, that tells you there's more combat ongoing there than you think. And consequently, that war ain't like it's supposed to be, but yet at the same time, within a day after I think Senate passing this foreign aid bill, the $60 billion or $61 billion to Ukraine, which is interesting is they made Israel, the United States made Israel send 155 millimeter shells and other ammunition to the out of their coffers and send it to the Ukrainians earlier on. Otherwise, Israel will not be back. And Israel not being backed by the Biden, although he says he does, supports it. They're trying to shut off any money to any of the IDF forces, any of the Israeli soldiers who are in or have been in Gaza that have been rooting out the Hamas. And now Hamas is in New York City, at NYU, at Columbia, is at Yale. University of Texas, U of T, USC, and a whole Emerson University and Emory University. And I guess at Emory, the cops got into it pretty good with the students at Emory. They tased and did a lot of stuff down there, a lot of hot dog police work on it. I'll tell you what, it's going wild weasel. And you need to think about different things, like getting yourself topographical maps of your state and several of the states surrounding you. You can get them at the bookstores. The topographical, colored topographical maps that show all the streets and all the portions of the state. They show the railroads. They show the hills, the valleys, the dales, the roads, the train tracks, all the different things, but they're topographical and they have good information in them. And those are the kind of things you need to put back so that you know if you have to run or have to walk or have to go where you're going. and what might be there if you get there. And I will tell you what, water purification, any kind of a filtration system, you get it. Pure, Alexa Pure filters, Katadyn filters. You can still get the British Birkenfeld Selsun filters, the original ceramic type filters impregnated with the silver for your Berkey or Berkey Light or your Big Berkey or your Imperial Berkey or whatever. But you had better get ability for water purification, water storage, and lamp oil for your lamps. That's the message of Matthew 25, is you got to be prepared. So when the bridegroom comes, you can walk into the marriage with the bridegroom. Who then, when you come late because you weren't prepared, and you say, Lord, Lord, open again to us. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Now that's pretty interesting, isn't it? I had an article here on the bird flu. Let's see what I've got. H5N1 strain of bird flu is found in milk for the very first time in very high concentrations. Now they're saying it's in the raw milk, but now I've also heard, because I read this partially to you the other day, I've also heard that they're finding it possibly in some degree, and I may be corrected if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm incorrect. But as far as I can tell, they're talking about it in commercially available milk as well. The possibility in milk of all types that the H5N1 bird flu might be in it. I'm going to look up and do some more research on that myself, but I did hear that or see that. The question comes up sometimes of self-defense. People ask me about this question. They say, what does the Bible say? Well, I'm just going to tell you what I say, because I think that when Jesus tells one of the other apostles to sell the cloak and go get a sword, that should tell you something. Talked about that. And I will say this. Thou shalt not murder is one of the Ten Commandments. It gets translated as thou shalt not kill. But thou shalt not murder is different. But I will defend my family or my wife or myself against somebody coming at me. And I will have as best eyeball on them as I can, and I'll be no indecision on my part. It'll be drop, pop, pop, whiz, whiz, you know, or it's going to be fixed bayonets, or it's going to be K-bar, K-bar the door, you know? Whatever it happens to be. Or if I have to use some of old Bo Greitz's tactics that he showed me and other people one time when he taught to spike training years ago in the hand-to-hand combat, then I believe I could do some damage, you know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, if you can take a martial art or put your children in a martial art class and get one that's not necessarily all about the trophies and all about the stuff, but that's good too. But have them trained in basic self-defense, all right? And have them to be able to defend themselves against somebody who will come to hurt them or to hurt their family, hurt their brothers, their sisters, their mother, their father. I would not let somebody come to my home and try to hurt my family. Not in the world at all. So my brother, you asked me that question. And I know what your decision is. It's got to be because turn the other cheek. But reread all of that. It's got to be because of thou shalt not kill. But it really is thou shalt not murder. Does that mean that everybody who has been a soldier, a sailor, an airman, or whatever, in a war, since the time of Lord Jesus or time of King David, what does that mean? They have all should have never defended against anything? Well, I think not. Lord Jesus came here to be on the face of the earth, and then with his blood wash your sins. If you believe in him, you'll have everlasting life in heaven because he'll wash your sins away. So I'm not a biblical expert, but I will tell you this. I see nothing in there that tells me that I am supposed to allow any of my family members to be killed or hurt or maimed or kidnapped or taken away or what have you. And that's it. And that's my answer to you, brother. And God bless you because you're a good man who asked me that. And I could be wrong, you see, and all of that. And you can have 14 legalistic arguments somebody could have against Old Hawk. But you know what? There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I was called to work for him and to strike blows against his enemies because this is a war. It is a war of good versus evil, ladies and gentlemen. And you can be wounded in it. You can be big time wounded in it. Do you think that the Lord has caused me to have cancer? Uh-uh. It ain't Lord Jesus. It ain't our Father in heaven. Perhaps creation of scalar frequencies. Perhaps designed to impact the neurophysiological template. Perhaps. Because I asked the doctor again today. I said, you know, doctor, I gave up this 14, 15 years ago. I don't do this anymore. I don't do that anymore. I said, where does all this cancer come from? He just shook his head and said, we really don't know. I said, well, some of it is from the vaccines. But I said, I didn't take the vaccine for the COVID. And I said, I know you're not going to necessarily tell me this way or that way or the other way about that. But I said, I understand reading the studies that all these young people in particular are getting these turbo cancers. It's due to the vaccine, not to all the stuff they're trying to sell on TV that it's from. Oh, it's the kids drink and they take all the dope and they bup, 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 and, you know, all these different things. That ain't what it is. And then all the people that took the vaccines that can shed onto the other people, and continue to do so. That quite frankly could have something to do with it. But I will tell you what. There's a war. And when you're on the side of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, hallowed be his name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those of our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Ah, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And our Heavenly Father sent his only begotten Son down to earth to make it possible for him to wash your sins away. And that's all I can tell you on that score right now. Been a troublesome day for me, but I've got the faith in the Lord. And also, I'm going to tell you what, when you know where you're going, there could be a much greater comfort in that than you can imagine. Because you see, if you don't know if you're going to hell and going to burn in a plasma fire forever with the devil jabbing the pitchfork up your behind or whatever you think there might be there, or if you're going to go to heaven, knowing where you're going is one of the best things you possibly can know. And I'm going to tell you what. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And say, Lord, Lord, be my Savior. I'm a sinner. I'm repenting of my sins, Lord Jesus. And I'm trying to do the best I can, Lord. Will you come into my heart? Will you be my Savior? So that I might have everlasting life in heaven with you and our Heavenly Father. That's what the good thing to know about is where you're going to go. Now, yes, we have some ideas, and we don't have enough of the reality of experiencing the death itself. And it is somewhat fearful and all of that, but I'm going to tell you, the more your walk with Lord Jesus, the more that you read his word, the more that you understand it, the more you know where you're going to go, and the less fearful that you are. It removes the fear. It takes away the anxiety. And oh yes, you can still experience it. And one does not want to die, or one does not want to throw a life away, or one does not want to do this or that or the other. And you kind of don't know, oh, I don't know what it's exactly going to be, because I'm going to also leave my loved ones when I pass on. But on the other hand, I feel I'll see loved ones in heaven, and I'll see people like old Greg Evenson up there. And Greg's probably in Archangel Michael's boot camp already. Ready to jump down when Lord Jesus and the Archangels come and whoever comes with them. And I guarantee you, old Greggy will be ready on the parachute jump. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you out there as an audience. You're just fantastic people. And I thank you for all you do and all the kind letters and cards you send. And keep an old hawk in the game. You want to keep old hawk in the game? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. You can reach me by email at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Anything can be sent, can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, silver quarters, silver dimes, a little bit of gold, a little platinum, an ounce of silver, whatever it might be, or a check or a money order. And those can be made out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, and you can send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless the old stagecoach stop and the gang out there. God bless Amarillo by morning, and you know who you are. Thank you for all you do out there, and God bless you. Amarillo by morning, you know who you are. And old Mickey LaPoo and all the gang, and all the friends in the Uper, and in Ohio and Indiana, the old iron sight shooters in western Kansas, the old Missouri crowd, the Ozark Mountain daredevils, if you know what I mean. And thank you to the Allegheny gang. They say they're praying for me. God bless you all out there as I pray for you. And you tell old Beagle, you tell our old buddy the Beagle to be ready for the bear, because the bear's about ready to wake up. If he hasn't already, it's going to come out of the den. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. You can call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. They can get you gold or silver, or sign you up. Private briefing, sign you up. If you're still taking those, sign you up for the Steve Quayle 2.0. You tell them old Hawk sent you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to tell you, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, that's N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Anything that you send to them, they will put into the Bibles and the songbooks and get those for the people in Indochine, our Indochinese brothers and sisters of Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, Myanmar, all those areas of the mountain yards, the tribes, the individual tribes who need Bibles in their own dialect or language. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold on them too. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with an M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And Brother Quayle, I'll tell you, he will be glad to help you get any kind of a thing for you in terms of your gold, your silver, and get it to you quick. Because I'll tell you what, you're going to see a day when you won't be able to get any of it. There's going to come a time when the system's going to break down, particularly when the power grid goes out. And I've always told you that I was told that the power grid will come out, whether it be by EMP or cyber attack. or an actual bigger nuke, or a situation where the top 10 power substations of our U.S. power grid across the United States are taken out by conventional means. That will also, if they take those out, collapse the grid. You think there are any Palestinian demonstrators that might persuade to do something like that? It's a possibility, don't you think? But I tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I tell you, you had better understand that that is the way, the truth, and the life. And that through Lord Jesus, you're going to get to God and our Father in heaven. And only through him. I pray to all of you out there that you go tonight and prepare like you have not prepared before. Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale. That's a real good book. It's got a lot of information about how to prepare. You've also got other good books that you may have or you may have seen, No Such Thing as Doomsday. Books like Back to Basics. And if you want to know about all the different things, get some of Brother Quayle's books so that you can understand in depth Terminate, The End of Man is Here, Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters. But you'll have to see what books that Steve still has available because he sold out of most all of them. But, oh, I'm going to tell you what, there's another book to read, and that's One Second After. One Second After. Power grid goes down all over the United States. William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. It is a Forge Books. God bless the Forge rep. I've known them for years. Oh, the UT Austin faculty condemns the school president for arrest of pro-Palestinians. Well, ain't that just a crock of you know what? I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the crumbling. We're seeing the crumbling around the edges of our institutions and societies again. Having lived through barely, it seems like, the 60s and the 70s, and early 80s, for financial difficulty after those times. But Trump said it himself in Manhattan, talking with the construction workers, that Biden is the worst president and makes Carter look good, okay? And he's the worst president ever served. But all of that is interesting because I'll tell you what, they're still going to try to get Trump any way they can. And I have of my opinion, of which I'm entitled, having grown up in Illinois, where there seems to be quite a bit of interesting voting that goes on from time to time in Chicago and other cities, as it does other places as well, then I'm of the opinion they'll just steal the election, perhaps again, if you believe that, and you have the right to believe it. Because I remember seeing on television that when the polls closed for the observers, they shut the doors, but the cameras were still out there in Atlanta, allegedly in Atlanta. Then somebody reaches under the table and pulls out a whole box of votes, and they start counting these votes. Be that as it may, there's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you better get square with him and right with him so that you know where you're going to go. I don't presume to go to heaven. I know I'm going to go to heaven. And I'll see my family, some of them up there. Mother, father, grandparents, friends, perhaps. I don't know. But it will be a miraculous thing at the same time. I know I will have left behind loved ones here. And I don't want to be morbid or anything like that, but I tell you, it's just been a tough day hearing what I heard today when a previous scan had seemed to have been going the opposite direction. Any assistance is most needed and welcome for Old Hawk, believe me. I've got to figure out how to handle all this stuff, and the hospital and the doctors and all the different things. And to try to put something back and to have some also to keep paying the dadgum insurance. Anyway, and I know everybody has the problems and trouble, but I thank you for all that you do. Keep Old Hawk on the air and in the game, striking blows against the Lucy with the side of the ball bat up against his head. Kaboom to the Lucy. And I love you all out there. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand, be a family. Stand, be a Bill of Rights. Stand for your business, your farm, your home, your ranch, your car. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology from space to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows against the black magician. The black magic operators on this planet against the Lucy. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner for instruction. Mickey LaPool, God bless you, buddy. Stay on them old good optics. Squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it. Road and track in the left. You say hi to your mommy, you say hi to your daddy. Roll hot. And you know the Lord Jesus loves you. Stay up with your studies. Have your dad show you more about camping, purifying water, cleaning fish, target practice, and some of that old ninja stuff, too. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord bless you. Go out and prepare. Good night.